Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the Corlin Hartsfield Report. We specialize in political opinions. We're going to start out, obviously, talking about the story du jour. And the story du jour for the last couple of weeks has certainly been the Middle East. I watched an interview today, Mike, with the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations. He assured the fellow who was doing the interviewing that Israel was doing every single thing that it could not to kill civilians. How do you feel about that?
I feel that they're in an impossible situation in Israel.
Yeah.
Hamas is playing the PR game for all it's worth. And, the Israelis are trying. That kind of a comment in the middle of a war is interesting.
Yeah.
You've got to apologize for fighting the war.
I would think so.
So it's kind of ridiculous that that has to happen. But unfortunately, that's where it is. And I don't know what Israel is going to do. They probably can't continue this kind of thing for a long time because the public opinion is going to go against them sooner or later, and probably sooner.
Well, I think it's already gone against them, but that not in my mind necessarily, Mike. And I say the reason not in my mind is because Israel did not attack Hamas. Hamas attacked Israel. I don't think Israel has to apologize for anything at this moment, Mike. How about you?
I don't know. Absolutely. I believe they were attacked, and they were attacked in a vicious, vicious manner. Inhumane is just an understatement. And yet the world does not necessarily see it that way. They've been taught that, many people have been taught that the way Israelis have handled the Gaza and the Palestinians, that they're not being just, and as a result, Gaza has the right, or Palestinians, Hamas, has the right to strike back.
Well, I'll tell you, the reason I disagree with that, let's go all the way back to the Balfour Agreement. The agreement that amended the Balfour Agreement was the United Nations Agreement. The United Nations Agreement gave land to Israel and also land to Palestine. And the Palestinians, by vote, turned down that agreement. And what that means to me is they turned down the fact that they didn't want any land as Israel got it. You think I'm crazy, Mike?
No, listen, Al, if you remember, Arafat?
You bet.
At one time, they gave Arafat everything he asked for, and he did not take it.
I remember that, yeah.
So what does that tell you? It tells you that, to me, it tells me that they are not seriously negotiating to solve the problem. They want a PR war. And as in everything else with these radical Islamists, they want the world to be converted to their way of thinking religiously.
Yeah.
They won't stop until that happens.
Well, I got to tell you, Mike, that sure is the way that it seems right now to me. And now everybody's blaming the Israelis. I have to totally disagree with that because of all of the past agreements that gave land to the Palestinians. And because in the case of the war today, that Israel did not attack Hamas, it was vice versa. You're making some funny signs, Mike.
I didn't sleep well last night, so I'm just kind of sleepy today.
Gotcha. You know? Well, you're getting married in a couple of days.
I am getting married in a couple of days. I've got a lot going on here.
I'll bet you do. And I know our listeners appreciate the fact, Michael, that you're taking some time to cut the radio show. Very important, particularly with what's going on in the Middle East right now. I'd like to enlarge that topic to include the situation with the Iranians. Iran is fighting a proxy war right now, according to the press, in the Middle East. And I'd like you to elaborate on that, if you would.
I think, you know, Iran has been doing that kind of thing for a long time. I don't think there's any way they stand a chance of winning a war with us. I don't think, maybe I'm wrong, but it seems to me that they don't. So the only thing they can do is fight a proxy war. They can't fight a real hot war. And I just don't know why the U.S. government continues to pay any attention to Iran. I think if I were in charge of this whole thing, I'd probably smack them down pretty hard. If they're going to talk about how much they hate us, then we should respond in kind and treat them the same way.
Well, I don't disagree with that at all, Mike. Not even close. There are some, I have to say that I know a number of Iranians personally. I've known these folks for an awful long time. They have none of the feelings that are exhibited by the Ayatollah Khomeini. They are all incredibly bright, incredibly well-educated people. As I mentioned on the show last week, I have a woman who is actually handling some of my medical issues that are a life and death matter. She's Iranian. She graduated from medical school in Iran. And Miguel, I got to tell you, I'm trusting that woman with my life.
Yeah, no doubt. No, I had a dentist who was Iranian and his wife, and he was a great guy. Lake Oswego.
Yeah.
Years ago. And I've known other people from Iran. It's not the Iranian people. You know, the lesson here, Al, for me is Iran had a peaceful, pretty peaceful government under the Shah.
Yeah.
The best thing. There were problems. It was a kind of a quasi-dictatorship of some kind. Anyway, that government, when it folded, then everything came apart. And it's still taken over today by this kind of a radical religious governmental body. And people have lost freedom. Women especially have lost freedom there. And it just seems to me it tells you how fragile democracy is and how much we should be careful with ours.
I agree 1,000% on that, Mike. We're going to talk about that at length later on in the show. Mike has some very strong opinions on that issue, as I also do. Right now, we've got about 30 seconds until we have to break for a commercial. But I really don't want to start on a brand new subject, kind of with that hanging over my head, Mike. All I can say is, you know, as Rodney King said years and years and years ago, why can't people just get along? I don't have the answer to that question, Mike. Do you?
They can't get along because we have a thing called human nature.
Right. Okay, thanks, Mike. You guys, quick commercial break. We'll be right back.